fuck is poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of the fucking D&D fucking podcast.
Man. Yeah. Yo, what the fuck is up, y'all? I know y'all just missed us, you feel me?
It's been a little minute, but you know, we back.
What's good with it, y'all? I'm good.
I'm feeling great.
You feeling great.
I really appreciate the support y'all gave us last video. That shit made a nigga feel good about himself, you feel me?
Ridiculous, bro.
It's like, that shit was amazing. What y'all did for us. Shit was so beautiful. I appreciate it all.
Nah, for real though. Like, y'all niggas really show love and y'all showed the fuck out. And we appreciate that shit. Every share, like, comment.
That's a fact.
I really fucking appreciate it.
Every subscription too. It's like, we appreciate that shit as well.
Also, I kind of feel like I said what D&D was the first episode, but we never really said
what it meant. Yeah.
So basically, when it came to like the nigga D&D, we didn't know what the fuck to call it, you feel me? And I was coming up with like mad like trash ass fucking things. And one thing that I said was fucking Dark Knight Discussions. And I remember Sherman was like, all right, we could just like, you know, make it a little acronym. And what's the acronym of Dark Knight Discussions?
D&D,
baby.
D&D, man. You feel me? Simple, man. And it's like Dark Knight Discussions came from like, you know, when you be with your friends and stuff like that. And like, yeah, how you have like the best topics and conversations. Yeah, you feel me? Like, late at night. Chilling on some shit, feel me? A little full moon, y'all turning into werewolves and shit. Nah, but facts, son. And then it was like also like, you know, D&D Do Not Disturb. It's like we could also have that kind of like, you know, little cool nod to
it. It's a fact, you feel me?
So it's like it's a little bit of both. We wasn't going for Do Not Disturb, but if y'all think it's that, y'all fuck with that.
Hey, let us know.
Nah, that's a fact though. But now we speaking of all the support and stuff, it's like that shit is like that shit was pure love. And when we talking about shit like that, it's like, it reminds me of like, you know, like when you in school and shit like that, and you constantly have like your parents and stuff like that, whether like whatever you're doing, supporting you, stuff like that. It reminded me of like, you know, back in the day, especially seeing like who supported me like and shared it. It was like a lot of people that I knew that I went to high school and stuff like that. It really brought me back to like that time of just being in school and high school in general.
Fucking memories started popping back up and shit like crazy.
Nah, dead ass. And that shit really brought me back to thinking about like, yo, like, what the fuck is like, you know, what do I maybe miss about high school and stuff like that? And what do we maybe miss about shit like that? You feel me?
Yeah. But high school, speaking of like missing high school and shit, high school, the fucking memories in high school was so fucking fun, bro. It's like, like the fucking, the gossip, you hear about the craziest shit coming from another female mouth, bro. It's like,
nah,
I made it seem like a female, like I'm a female, but... Like, you hear the crazy shit coming from females' mouths in school, bro.
Nigga, like, chose, like, the gossip.
Hell, bro. Hell, yeah. The fuck?
That's tough.
Like, shit. You put two and two together when I don't say no names. You start figuring out who niggas is, low-key.
Nah, that's a fact, though, too. That's a fact, OD. And it really makes me think about, like, yo, like, what would y'all consider some of y'all, like, you know, favorite moments of high school?
Fucking favorite moments. Probably chilling with y'all niggas inside of school, honestly,
Chubbs is a family man. I could fuck with that. You feel me? You say shout out y'all niggas. Fuck everything else.
That's a fact.
Fucking good grades.
Like I said,
fucking good grades.
Yeah. I don't know what them shits was in high school. Shit. Good grades? I don't know what them shits was.
What shit was looking like?
You don't want to know. All I know is that them teachers hated me. That's all I know.
Shit, teachers hated me. They can't hate you if you wasn't dead.
That's a fact.
Alright, nigga said they can't hate you if they don't know you. They damn sure knew me. And my mom made sure they knew her too. That's tough.
Nah, it's just like, I was dead, but I wasn't dead. You feel me?
Nigga said, don't make me call Miss Bonds.
Did I have a good moment?
I don't remember. You tell me you had like no good moments in high school. Not even with your niggas.
Stop, I can't lie. It was dead ass fun chilling with the niggas. Like, my niggas and shit. It was fun. Like, we was doing some lit shit. It was that one year. I think it was ninth grade. Like, niggas is just like fighting all. Not gay shit, but niggas is fighting all day, bro. Like,
what? Nigga had fun fighting?
I don't know why, but it was just lit fighting, bro. Like, we was just fighting and shit. I see what you mean.
It's kind of like when you was like back in like your little eighth grade days and stuff. Y'all played a little. Girls versus boys, you feel me? That's tough. But,
that was fun.
That's tough.
I was like, I used to be fighting with mad girls and shit. And it was this one time, this girl.
Playfully fighting, though, right? Yeah. We're not talking about no world.
No. I'm not talking about like breaking their necks or nothing. Like, no wild shit. But like, we just play fighting. And like, she was shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was some fast ass nigga. So like, in high school, I was some, like, he was mad fast. But like, she made the laughing.
You hit them hard, right? Come here.
Nah, you wallet. But niggas like they knew like you can't catch me, bro. So she made the wrong mistake, and she started chasing me. She ran into a locker. That was her problem. Like,
nah, no way.
I couldn't help.
Like she had a titty on that.
I don't know what happened, but I was gone. I was gone.
I saw fled the scene. That shit running your blood, my boy.
I was gone.
That's crazy. That's
crazy. We're not going to talk about it.
Hey, nigga, play it.
I think one of my best moments in high school is probably like, I had a lot of good moments in high school, though. Like, besides, like, you know, hanging out with my traditional friends and stuff, lunchtime, you know, how to always when that was a little vibe or whatever. But I think one of my best moments is like, it wasn't even like getting good grades. I think one of my most favorite moments probably was like in my worst years of high school was like 12th grade with Mr. Dance.
No way, that was your worst year, bro. 12th grade was your worst year?
That was my worst year, bro.
Bro.
Like mentally, physically, you know what I mean? I think it was anorexic, but, fucking. Yeah, I think I loved his class, like, honestly. That was one of my favorite classes in, like, the entirety of, like, high school. And it was always so fun because it was always so, like, he really tried to prepare us for college, too, with the whole thing of, like, you know, being, like, niggas not going to sit there and be on you. Like, you got to realize you got to take shit into your own account. That probably that and, like, when I had, you know, that little, remember that little solo that I had? I think it was, like, what, ninth grade? Yeah, you feel me?
Said solo.
I mean, we all went to art school, you feel me? We all went to the same school. Yeah, so we all had, like, different talents and stuff like that, you feel me? And I just so happened to be in quiet, and I'm going to say.
Nigga was singing. I was sitting here drawing.
Your boy really sat there, you feel me? I was a little singing. I had a little solo.
These niggas was in there singing. I was in the back of the class doing bullshit.
Nah, it's like, but that had to be one of my like most memorable, like favorite moments and stuff like that. I feel like there's a lot more, but like when you tell me to just, you know, do it on the scene, it's like,
nah, dead ass.
It's kind of hard to come up with exactly what the fuck is it. But yeah, I was sitting there like, bro, like I ain't gonna lie, that solo was like, I was feeling like, I'm not gonna say I was feeling like the shit, but I was like, yo, like,
this nigga's lying, y'all.
These niggas going no. These niggas going no on God.
This nigga had all the bitches in the crowd like, oh. I was like, yo, look at this nigga.
Here, little light skin, little fat, chubby boy. It was like, oh my God, who that? He could sing. A little bit, not too much, but he could sing.
This nigga, wow.
Oh God. Do you like still, you still drawing shit like that, right?
I mean, like, I don't really draw like that unless I really like have the passion to draw. Like, I don't have that passion anymore, but like when I have the passion to, I could still draw. Like, I could draw my ass off. Like in high school.
That sounded a little like, wild. I ain't gonna say it because we said too much last episode, but that sounded a little wild. All
right, whatever. But I ain't gonna lie, my hand right here, like, it's autistic, like a very autistic hand. Like, I can tell you, like, I can draw. Like,
so have you had like any projects that you was like proud of and shit like that? Like, and, that you could say, I was proud of this
in high school?
What was the art teacher's name? Miss Chung?
Bro, we're not naming teachers.
I was just saying, but like,
but yeah, it was like I had some calm shit. Like,
the art teacher never said like, oh, like this is the
no. Like, I was like in art class, I was like one of the top students. Like, I like she displayed my work and shit, and niggas saw my shit. Like, I had some good ass work. Like, I could say like if I stuck to it, I could have probably went to like a good ass college, art college. You know,
you said you was what in art. He was one of the what students? One of the what students?
What?
You said you was one of the top students?
Yeah, nigga, what the fuck? I was one of the top students, nigga.
Nah, it's like, nah, wait, facts. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, you could still stick to that shit, too, if you want to do something special with that shit.
Like, I still want to make, like, in my head, I always want to make a cartoon show. Because I feel like I could definitely do that shit. So, like, I'm not, like, saying I'm done with that idea. Like, I could do that further down the line. That's not my main focus right now. So, I could still do that further down the line.
I definitely get you.
Shit, if you need a nigga to voice over some shit, I'm right here.
I mean, what made you go to choir? Like,
like younger, I used to be in the choir in church. And I'm like, fuck it. I could just sing in school too. I'm like, help me get better when I'm in church.
Ah, facts. So, damn. You're low-key liking that same, like, area, because that's the reason why I went to do it too, because I was singing in church.
Yeah, I was like, shit, they got me singing in church. Why can't I be a sinner and sing at school?
You ever like, I mean, how did you end up like, did you ever think about doing any other talents in the school?
Yeah, I thought about marching band. But like, I saw the workouts, I'm like, yeah, I'm too fat for this shit.
Nah, them niggas dead ass used to go out. And I know what, like, equipment is heavy as hell.
Them niggas in marching band though, they used to pull bitches. Like, for a fact.
We back to the bitches.
Nah, I'm just saying for a fact. Like,
us singers pull bitches too.
Dead ass.
No. I'm like, I know, like, the choir. Like,
you get niggas, a nice little run going on. You
the
know,
niggas in choir. Maybe with you too. And niggas in. Trust. Like, I'm literally telling you, like, every other artistic, like, shit in that school, like, they was pulling bitches, except for fucking art. Like, bitches like, oh, you doing art? They didn't care. That shit was the lead. Like, until they saw me drawing shit. That's when they was like, oh, yeah, that shit cool. I fuck with that shit.
I mean, you feel me? I gotta like you for what you do. They should like for who you are.
That's a fact.
I mean, but, that's true, but.
But I understand what you mean, because, like, life is like a corn dog. You feel me?
Yeah, corn dog.
Life is like a corn dog. Bitches only want your wiener if you got bread. It's
like, yeah. You speak good facts.
You could be broken in love. Come on now, you got like that don't exist.
What girl day you be broke?
That's a topic for another conversation, or like words.
All right, we can leave that for another discussion.
Females really go after you if you don't got no bread in your pocket.
We gonna leave that for another discussion.
I think they might. You feel me? I think that people is not that simple.
That's tough. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah. Nah, say. But speaking of the best things too, it also like brings you to think about like what was like the worst things about high school.
Fucking work. It's like, I could bust a school
workout. That's high school general.
Like, nah, I could bust a school workout light, right? But like, as soon as I get home, my mom be like, yo, fuck this shit. Get the fuck on the game. Everybody else is on the game while you're not in the game. I'm like, shit, fuck this school shit. I could just copy up somebody in school. Fuck it.
Nah, that's how it be though. And it's easy to slip that way, but either way, like, I mean, you feel me? You just gotta, it just come with like growing and maturing and shit and realizing that you gotta prioritize.
That's a fact.
Appropriately.
I was dead ass immature in high school. I could say that. Like, sitting there cutting class all the time. Like, I had no reason to cut class because I was sitting there.
I was a delinquent.
Nah, I was a fucking delinquent. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, true.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was a delinquent. Like, going to class, I could go to class and do my work. I'm like, why the fuck would I do that for? Like, I could sit here and be the whole ways with these girls and shit and get my reputation up. But, like, you see, That's why I felt back and fucked up. Because instead of doing my work, I was sitting here
No bitches was cutting class on him, bro.
He wasn't in the same school, bro.
This nigga was in the bathroom full of niggas.
Like,
this nigga's lying, y'all.
Bro, why you doing that? Why you doing that? There was girls outside cutting class. Don't do that.
Don't say no names. You have bitches fucking with you for real?
There was some bitches fucking with me. I ain't gonna say no names, but there's some bitches.
Okay, Sherry.
No. I have bitches like, hurry me, hey.
Come on, don't do that.
I just had to make sure you went to the school because I was like, yo.
Bro.
You sure?
Like, I know what I'm talking about, bro.
I think that came after, heard you.
After what? After school?
Yeah.
Nah, it was like 12th grade was my prime year, bro. Like, I was sitting there like
12th grade was his prime
year. That was my prime year.
Shit.
That boy talking big
that's
shit.
That's when I started dressing different. Niggas like, okay, I see you. I'm like,
oh, yeah, facts.
Yeah.
You had the little, you know, babe shirt. I remember that fit. A little babe shirt, dark blue H&M jeans.
That's when I was playing.
I was trying to validate you. But it was dark blue H&M jeans with those on.
That's when I was coming out with the Nike Tux.
Yeah, that's a fact. That nigga like had the Ferragamo belts and shit. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was a dangerous Sherman.
That's what niggas is shitting on. Like, well, I ain't gonna say no names. I ain't even gonna talk about that. You got one thing right here.
Nah, you were crazy. I think it was cool though.
With you?
Cool.
He wasn't. I mean, every nigga got their tendencies.
Nah, they do.
Like,
I can't say that niggas isn't cool until like they fucked up grades and shit. That's what they fucked up.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be saying.
That's what they fucked up at. That shit got me heated.
And like for a nigga like that to let that shit slide, knowing that it's not true, bro. Yeah, you
can't. That shit's super wild.
That shit was wild, bro. But super. Yeah, the worst thing in high school, I literally almost got suspended like 3 times, bro. I got suspended because niggas like. For some reason, like, the fucking, you know the exit sign? Yeah. Yeah, I, like, this shit was falling out. And I tried to push that shit in. But on the camera, it looked like, yo, this shit had to be weak. Because the fucking principal, well, yeah, the principal at the time, they get on, called me to his office. And he told me, he's like, yo, look on the camera real quick.
And I was like, nigga told you, look at what you did.
He said, look on the camera. And I was like, what happened?
This shit is 4K.
I'm looking at this shit. And I'm like, what happened? I see me and a group of niggas walking to the fucking exit sign. So I jump up and slap this shit. And this shit, like, we stayed in there for a good minute. And the shit dropped. Yo, I kid you not. Like, as soon as the shit dropped, you see the doors just close back. That's all you see. And he's like, how the fuck that happened? I was like, I'm not gonna hold you. I was trying to fix the light. He's like, nah, it don't look right. He's like, you gotta do community service or you're getting suspended. And I Word. Said, please, not again, bro. Because I already got suspended the first time. So I'm like, I gotta do that
shit. How your folks took that shit when you got suspended?
I had a lot of niggas. Well,
you was acting like you was going to school, my nigga?
Yeah, he's really the fucking
I'm about to sit this up right now. Just a clip.
Nah, like, at first, I was acting like I was going to school. But then I got caught because the niggas called my house.
Imagine faking going to school just to get caught that you was faking going to school. Nah, now you get in trouble twice.
Nah, real talk, bro.
This happened. They called my house and then they was like, oh, he's just gonna have to come into school and stay in the office. So I had to stay in the office like a good 3 days.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I hated that shit.
They used to have niggas be sitting in the office all day.
And like they would actually have niggas from their class bring you your fucking work. I'm like, I'm suspended. I'm not supposed to be here. Don't give me this shit.
Nah, dead ass.
And I remember I almost got suspended again because some nigga was talking shit to me. And I got tight. And I was about to put this nigga on his neck. And the principal came to me. He's like, was you about to fight that guy in the staircase? I was like, nah, we just playing around. He's like, you know if you was, you about to get suspended, right? I was like, nah, bro, we just playing around. But in all seriousness, I was about to put that nigga on his neck. I was not playing with him. I was dead ass.
Who?
Nah,
you're not name dropping him. Nah, I ain't trying to name drop because I ain't trying to give them niggas that fucking credit.
In the past too, you feel me? Leave that shit in the past. Nah. Leave that shit in the past.
You ain't trying to get that credit. But
I almost got suspended too for a lot of dumb shit. Right, the last show we got suspended for. Right, I'm in science. These two special ed shorties is in the class getting it. Shorty drop her phone. Right, and I'm like,
bro.
And Shorty was like, somebody got my phone. Yada yada yada. I'm talking to my teacher. I'm like, I sit in the back of the class. Can I go? She like, oh yeah, you can leave, yada yada yada. I leave. I come back to school the next day. Niggas asking me like, yo, you got the other girl phone? I'm like, what the fuck am I like stealing the phone for? What the fuck? I be in the back of the class watching my damn phone. I be watching Matt Hulu and shit, right?
Yeah.
And come to find out,
we can't use that one.
The other special shorty, right? She's out for her phone. Took that shit straight on the bus with her. I'm like, fucking crazy.
Nah,
bro,
no fucking way.
Yeah, speaking of stealing, bro. I remember it was 12th grade. Niggas had some party. Like the whole 12th grade had a party.
This your prom year, right? Yeah. 12th grade prom year. Just making sure.
Yeah. Of course, nigga. So we all in the class just chilling, eating and shit. Niggas is partying. All of a sudden, one of the teachers was like, oh, my phone is gone. My phone is stolen. Like literally, it's
my
me.
Phone.
Like it's me and a group of other niggas, like my bros and shit. We just sitting there, and all of a sudden, everybody looking at, like on some weird shit. Everybody just looking at all of us with angry faces, like we a fucking like some elite group of like stealers and shit. Like
said elite.
I'm sitting, I'm dead ass sitting here. Like they got us looking like we Sly Cooper and shit. Like we sitting here, I'm mad confused and shit. They was like, yo, who the fuck took the phone? Get that shit back. He's like, we dead ass hate y'all niggas. They always stealing. I said, I ain't steal shit. I don't know what's going on. I'm eating my pizza in peace. Niggas telling me.
Were you stealing?
No, nigga, I wasn't stealing.
I had to make sure.
But like, they really sat there and blamed all of us. And none of us stole that shit. None of us stole that shit. That's the crazy shit about it. None of us stole the fucking
phone. That's some foul shit too. Especially getting blamed for shit that you don't do. I hate shit like that. Like,
I had a reputation.
That shit pisses me off.
But I had a reputation for stealing, bro.
Shit, me dude.
And I wasn't really stealing nothing. I wasn't stealing nothing, but I wasn't stealing nothing, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because if you were stealing shit, even if you are,
nah.
Chill, bro.
Nah, I wasn't stealing nothing, though.
Nigga think he fucking Robin Hood and shit. He's still gonna give him back.
Nigga's like, every time somebody's phone go missing.
Niggas, I don't know where your phone is, but here's your case.
Every time somebody's phone go missing, they're like, where the fuck is Sherman? I'm like, come on, now you're dick riding.
No way. Nah, you had to be taking shit, dude.
I wasn't taking nothing, though. You know what it was? It was that first time I got suspended, bro. That first time I got suspended is because niggas was robbing people. But
you it was niggas.
But it wasn't my fault, though. Like,
yeah, he's niggas, y'all.
It wasn't my fault. Just know it wasn't my fault. Back from the fucking bathroom, bro. That shit is like, I feel like an old nigga right now.
You good, my boy?
I'm good, nigga.
You started taking bathroom breaks. But, fucking, like, what would you fucking consider to be, like, your favorite year in high school? Or even your favorite year in school in general. But I feel like that's a little bit of cheat code.
My
you
favorite
always
year?
Say younger years.
My favorite year in high school? I already told y'all niggas, it was 12th year. It was 12th grade.
Yeah, you did say that was your
that
prime
year. That was my
year.
Prime year, bro. Like,
if anybody gonna dispute that, comment below if y'all saying that 12th grade was not this nigga's prime year.
Bro, literally.
If he even had a prime year in high
literally
school.
Literally every year before that. I was a fucking, like, I was a disaster. Niggas is not fucking with me. Niggas is not talking to me. I was a fucking loser. Like, niggas hated me. 12th grade is when niggas was like, yeah, this
Hurricane
nigga.
Hurricane Sherman.
This is when this nigga ascended, bro.
Hurricane Anthony.
Yo, I don't want to be that dumb. Yo. Be plain.
Yo.
Funny shit.
Yo, but probably my best year of high school was probably like 10th or 11th grade, you feel me? I'm going to say 10th just because it's the first year your boy got a little something, you feel me?
Okay, okay.
What that mean, Baba?
What that mean, Baba? It's like, you know what I mean.
Shit. If we talking about, like, I don't want to use the term prom yet because I feel like, you feel me? I feel like I'm currently, I'm not even in my prom yet, but I'm currently ascending it. But if you want to talk about, like, my best years in high school, not even on the academic level, damn, bro. I don't know, because each year had its L's and each year had its W's, you feel me?
Nah, it's a fact.
Like, I would say 12th grade year because 12th grade was the year, you know, I lost a lot of fucking weight. Well, 11th to 12th, I lost a lot of weight. And, you know, I started, like, presenting myself better, I guess. But that was the most worst academic performance
I've ever had. Yeah, I heard that sniffle.
12th grade? 12th grade was the worst.
You said think it's crazy.
What happened? You said 12th grade was your worst year?
Academic wise, yes. That shit was like completely ass. I didn't give a fuck about school at that point. Because I knew I was going to graduate. I had all my regents. I know I didn't need any more credits.
And nigga, I didn't know I was going to graduate. That's why that shit was my best year. I was working my ass off, nigga. I was sitting there busting workout, nigga. I was like, oh, I got to go to this class.
Nigga, it's a promotion and now we never considered it.
Yo, funny shit.
That shit is crazy.
Niggas told me that shit. It was like, you might not graduate. I was like, wow. They said, you have to follow the credits, but you still might not graduate. I was like, what the fuck going on, bro? Like, I was confused.
What the fuck?
Nah, that's another thing about school, too. It's like, the niggas be like, oh, you going to the next grade, but we ain't gonna tell you what you don't got.
Nah, yeah, that shit is crazy. Because a lot of times that shit happened, too. People were like, be allowed to go more into the next grade and not have the credits. And then that shit hit you hard in 12th grade.
Bro, and like, nah. A lot of niggas graduated, like, their 12th grade year, too, without having, like, everything they needed.
Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact,
a lot
bro.
Of niggas, bro.
I mean, I ain't gonna shame them for that, you feel me?
That's a fact. Who knows, too? You graduated, you feel me?
Finesse the grind, you feel me?
Yeah, you finessed it better than me. I don't know how the fuck you did it, but I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I was in the school like, I am a disgrace.
Nah.
No funny shit, nah. Bro. That's a fact.
I was like, damn, I'm still in this bitch, man. Let me the fuck out, son.
Nah, but high school, it's like, I feel like high school is fun. It's like, a lot of people say, oh, you're going to cherish those times. To be fair, honestly, I feel like the only thing that you're going to really miss about it is the fact that that's, like, the point in your life right before, like, you really start, like, you know, doing real-life adult shit.
Nah, dead ass.
Because once you go to college, you're not going to have a professor that's going to be like, oh, you must do this work, you must.
Nigga said Professor X.
Nigga, I didn't say that shit.
You dead ass did.
You dead ass said Professor X, bro.
Oh, my fucking God.
Some X-Men shit.
Yeah, I can see I'm a fucking nerd. I'm a fucking dweeb.
No, it means his mind is mentally in a wheelchair.
Nigga, so, you couldn't say my mind is mentally strong or some shit. Nigga, go talk about a wheelchair. This nigga is fucking wild. But yeah, you feel me? Especially like in college, like, niggas is not gonna be in your ass like that. So if you fuck up, that's on you and shit, you feel me? And it's like, that's a lot tougher because you got to bear a lot of responsibility. And if you always wasn't preparing yourself to do that in high school, that shit hit you 10 times fucking harder when you actually get to the college transition, you feel me? That shit is wacky.
I don't feel you, bro.
I ain't go to college, so.
I mean, I went, but it was like, you know, one calm semester. I'm a little college dropout. It's
cool, though. I could have sold you with the college, bro. No,
I went, went to trade school. I went to trade school.
Oh, that's a fact, yeah.
That's what I was doing this thing, though. Don't you got like an AC license and all that shit?
Yeah, I do.
Get at your boy. That's a fact. I mean, summertime went. But he could still, you could still do like when it get cold and like, people need like heat and all that shit.
Yeah.
If y'all need
I want to talk about that shit right now.
That nigga got mad sad just now. Nigga said, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. They gonna find this nigga after that. They gonna see this video like, this nigga's at a podcast.
Yeah, don't say that, bro.
This nigga owes us money. He's at a fucking podcast.
Don't ever say that, bro. Nigga's like, oh, we caught you. That's
all you got to. Nah, you gonna be in the comments like, oh, you thought we wasn't gonna y'all find catch you, shit,
cause y'all can't, y'all ain't catch shit cause y'all can't see my face, so I'm good.
God, I'm fucking dead. I mean, you gonna buy Anthony Frazier now.
That's a whole that's nigga. A fact. That's
yeah.
A
fact. Yeah, I have to switch it up.
This is Anthony, boy. It's not identity Sherman.
Niggas be calling me every day, bro. Like, identity. They be calling me like, I don't know, that's their number. Y'all not catching me. Y'all caught me that one time and that's it.
Damn.
Vanessa.
He can't Vanessa, motherfucker. Vanessa. No funny shit. Nah, high school is like, but I feel like another thing about high school is like, besides like, you know, I feel like a lot of people focus on like, you know, the academic side of high school, but there's a lot more to it, bro. Like, high school, I mean, it's a whole 4 years of your life, so it's hard to just say that whole 4 years of life was just like not important.
One thing I remember about high school is the highs. So the fucking school part.
I thought nigga said get it. You said school park.
The school part about that, I don't remember that shit. The school part about
I remember that shit. I mean, cause like, I mean.
If you know what I mean, nigga, I remember the highs. If you know what I mean, nigga.
You know what he means? I'm fucking lost.
Most likely he mean get it hot, right?
Exactly, like.
That's what I said, bro. Though. That's what I said in the beginning. Then I'm like, I say that shit.
Yeah, you did.
You said that?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't hear that shit, bro. I ain't hear that shit. But yeah, that's the only thing I remember. Like, fucking school. I was barely there. Like, if I was there, I wasn't there mentally. Like, I was there with someone else.
Nigga was ascending on some crazy shit.
I'm going to fucking, in the library. Niggas is calling me to do my work. I didn't know who the fuck was calling me, but I was floating. I was sitting there floating. I was going.
Man, listen. If you like weed, you like weed. Just be safe for me.
Fact.
Don't indulge in drugs.
Actually,
irresponsibly.
Don't be taking it from anybody and everybody.
That's a fact too.
Cause
that's what she said.
You get you wallet. You do that shit, you going up on the street like a crazy ass nigga. Unless you know that right now.
That's a fact.
Yo. Unless you know that right now.
A lot of niggas yeah. will leave you out here looking like a fucking.
And if you don't end up on the street, you might end up at Kings County Hospital, and you don't want that.
Yeah, he know a lot about that.
Yeah, ain't you right next to King County? Oh, we not dropping no location.
I mean, don't. I don't nigga session for me and shit.
That Apex is about to pull out. Not right even, nigga. He's kind of waiting for you every fucking
see
day.
A bunch of fucking crackheads. Where the fuck this nigga at, man? He's still cutting our ass.
Why do crackheads sound like Mike Tyson? If they sound like that, I am afraid. You're getting your ass beat.
Nigga be like, where that nigga at, man? What do his ass, man?
hey, yo.
Yo.
Yo, that's why I saw you with that. Nigga. With that. You was like, oh, this guy give me a sudden if I let him lick my butt. You had that. What? You remember that shit, right? Like,
what happened?
Sherman was like, he had something. He was like, oh, this guy gave it was like giving out shit if you like let him lick my butt or some shit. Remember that shit, right?
Bro, what are you talking about?
Bro.
Hey, yo, what are you talking about, bro?
Sherman even by your crib, bro.
Who?
Bro, you just said the crackheads.
I think know. I dare remember you saying some shit like that.
What, crackheads over my crib?
Nah, he was like, the crackhead was said I'll give him like a donut or something if I let him lick my butt. And you said you ain't let him do it, but you got a free donut.
I ain't say that shit. I never said that shit. Y'all niggas is lying. That's cap. That's big cap out here. I never said that shit.
You ain't come in here with a box of donuts earlier?
Nah, I did not. I don't eat donuts.
Bro, turn the camera out.
I don't eat donuts. That's one thing. I don't eat donuts like that. I fucking hate them shits.
But you got them for charity.
Huh?
You got them for charity.
No, I didn't. Stop capping.
Stop the cap.
Nah, son. Nah, that shit is fucking hilarious, though. Like I said, a crackhead, that sound like Mike Tyson, bro. Like,
nah, real talk.
That shit is scary.
Oh, that means you got it.
That shit is scary.
That's a different breed, bro. Cause not only are you now have like, cause you know how it be like, you know, crackheads.
I'm gonna fight. Like, I don't want to fight you. That's the first thing. You dirty. Like, why am I fighting you?
Dead ass. I would never disrespect Mike Tyson today in my life.
Dead ass.
That is the day you like you signed it.
Oh, God. Nah, bro. That nigga ever came to me just saying, oh, I want to fight you right now, bro. I would start crying, bro.
Crying? I'm fucking myself up. Nigga, what?
He said, man, I'm going to fight you right now, man. Come on, man. Fight you. I'm like, come on, bro. I don't want to fight you. Why me?
Nah. This nigga said, I fight you for your whole family. How'd you feel me at the fiddles?
Yo, he see this video? Please don't beat us up. I'm sorry. Yo,
please don't beat me up, baby. Y'all with that shit. I could count for myself when it comes to Mike Tyson. I can't. Mike Tyson, I cannot beat you. Simple as that. Nowhere near that shit, son.
Nah, bro.
I surrender my life in your hands right now, nigga.
Nah, son. That nigga is a fearful man. I don't think I've ever been, like, afraid of one person. As much as like him. Like, has you ever like sit there and be like, alright, it's just a nigga I don't want to be around, I don't want to fuck with.
Yeah, dead ass. But Mike Tyson, like the way that nigga's, bro, fast.
Nigga, not even that. Nigga, he bit niggas' ears off. He's biting niggas' ears off, bro.
Damn, I like my ears too.
That nigga punch you in your face before you bite your ear.
Imagine a nigga said fuck that fighting. Nigga just biting your ears off. It's click.
I mean, I'd rather do that though. I'd rather him bite my ears.
Nigga, he bite my ears.
Then punch me in my face. Bro, are you crazy? Bro,
come on.
He gonna punch you in your face. You gonna be kissing the back of your neck. No funny shit. You're wild.
Nigga, his face gonna be smushed in. What the fuck?
No funny shit. Tom and Jerry for real. No cap. That nigga is a different breed.
That nigga fight me, bro. I'll just tell him at the hospital. Just cut off my life.
You're not telling him shit.
Just cut the plug, bro.
In your sleep. Like, bro, that nigga is one hit vegetative state.
Like, you punch you in your face without a mouth guard, you bite your fucking tongue off. It's like,
you say bite my tongue off?
No, you're gonna bite your tongue.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, bro,
get this guy out of here.
Wait, that shit. I just got the mission, and I'm like, wait.
Get this guy out of here.
Oh, like, what are you give me a kiss there, man.
Come here, Anthony.
Come here, man. Said, hey, bunch your tongue off, man.
Like a wallet.
I fucking cry. So nah, let's move the fuck on. I said. Oh, shit.
That shit gonna be shook. Imagine that nigga pop through the door.
Through that fucking door, bro. I'm
fucking bro, through that back one. That back door right there.
Busting through like the Kool-Aid, man.
Back door, I'm out.
That's that real New York shit, though. I feel like it's crazy. Niggas don't like know about that.
It's crazy. He dead ass from New York, too.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
He is?
Yeah, he's from Brownsville.
Oh, you lying, bro.
You're fucking lying.
You're lying, swear bro.
Swear to God, bro.
That nigga is from the most dangerous place in the world.
Damn Skippy, bro.
Yeah. Hey, this nigga see this video's clip. This clip. I'm about to make an apology video to this nigga after so I don't get killed, because I'm sorry.
I don't want
to
talk about that no more. Once I heard that, it's like, I know. He really bought his shit. That's crazy as fuck. Mike Tyson honestly has said like a lot of like crazy shit. Like, I've been watching some, I'm saying I won't talk about it, and I'm still on it. But I was watching like, you know, a couple of like his interviews, and he really said a lot of shit that honestly in this day and age, like, that shit could get you canceled quick.
Quick, bro.
Cancel culture is so fucking like ridiculous. That's a fact. Right now. And I feel like it's come from a place where it's like, cancel culture is, I feel like to an extent it's okay, because we have to teach people that just because, you know, like, you famous and stuff, we could take that away from you. You shouldn't be allowed to say and do certain things. But I feel like some people just bite on it too. I mean, it depends. Fast,
like,
bro.
It'd be like the shit with Kevin Hart. That shit was just like,
that shit happened years ago though.
I know.
What happened with Kevin Hart?
Cause he was supposed to host the Oscars. It was like a few years ago. He's supposed to host the Oscars and shit. But then somebody brought up an old statement. He said, if his son was gay, he would break a dollhouse over his head and tell him to stop being gay or some shit. But he said that shit like a while long ago. And it was like, he said that as a joke. Yeah. But I understand, like,
okay, see, yeah, then I get that then. I feel like I mean, obviously, if he was saying that just blatantly out, that's wrong. And if you're gay, you're gay. It's like,
that's a fact.
You in the story, you shouldn't be sitting there trying to inflict pain on your kids just because of their sexuality. We're not going to, you know, yeah, get into that, but
you don't condone that over here.
Dead ass at all. But I feel like when it comes to comedians, I don't know, because, like, you know, like, sometimes it's just playful satire, and it's just like when can you separate, like, you know, a joke from, like, a person's true intentions, you feel me? No, or, like, what they, like, personally might believe in and shit like that.
Because, like, but, like, they also got to remember, like, a lot of people, like, that actually was coming out, a lot of them went through a lot of traumatizing shit as well. So, it's, like
ridiculous.
You never know what you're saying. Like, you could probably fuck around, trigger the wrong person.
Nah, that's a fact, too. But it's, like, imagine, like, just growing up. With people like that, I don't mean...
Wait, like, niggas is getting thrown in the... I heard, like, niggas used to get thrown in the garbage and shit. That's fucked up.
Nigga, you talking about Empire. Like...
I didn't want to put that show out there and give them that clout, but, you know...
Niggas said that clout. Talk your shit. Nigga, we got clout to put niggas on.
It's a fact.
Niggas, we put Empire on.
Yeah, but yeah, niggas getting thrown in garbages and shit. That's tough out here, bro. Like,
oh, that did I remember that? He was a little ass boy, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, upside down, heels coming out the shit.
Nigga said, niggas like, nah, man, nah, man.
It's not funny, but like, it's the show, so
you can't gay, man. Look at the movie, they go,
nah, man. This shit is fucked up, man. Not my son, man.
Nah, you got it. Yo, nigga, chill. Got it, bro. Bro, I am fucking dead. But even with him, too, like, with cancel culture, like, that shit hit him hard, too, with faking that whole situation.
Nah, yeah, that
ass. Like, say he was a gay Tupac.
Like,
really say he's a gay Tupac, bro.
Don't say that shit again, but it's like.
Nah, he said that.
Yeah, I know.
He said he was a gay, he's like, I'm a gay Tupac. Nigga said, no, you're canceled. Fuck out of here.
Like, he dang got niggas to beat him up. Like, bro, what?
Nah, but it's people like that out there that, like, sit there and... That's what, like, fame is, like, very dangerous, especially if you're really not mentally,
but
like...
Why would you sit there? Why would you sit there and let niggas beat you up, first of all?
Bro, why are you paying niggas to beat you up?
Yeah, you paying niggas to beat you up. It's not like some regular degla niggas. These niggas is hockey as shit, nigga.
Nigga, you could have caught me out of
the... These niggas got the incredible hole.
Nah, but I think they did keep the emotion. They just got caught like on video or some shit, right?
Nah, he tried to lie on them, and it was like, and they was like, we not having
like,
that.
He tried to flip the script, like, niggas beat me up because I was like homosexual.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
And niggas was like, nah, nigga, you paid me to come beat you up.
That's some clout chasing shit. That's really some clout chasing shit.
Like, nah, OD, clout get to niggas' brains brazy, boy. What?
Nigga, already on the show. Nigga said, let me get bigger, so I'm gonna get myself jumped by two black niggas.
His sister is like, I didn't realize that was his sister's too. My fault, but like, cause I be watching Lovecraft Country a lot.
His sister, that's his sister.
Yes,
that's his sister.
That's his sister.
Yo,
bro. I did not know that either.
With the actor shorty?
They had this. Yeah, I know they had the same name.
Lovecraft Country.
They had the same name.
She be bodying.
OD.
That like, she be bodying, bro. And it's like, damn, like who really going that far for clout? But another thing about like, you know, the whole idea of cancel culture is like, it's very toxic too in a sense where it's like. Cause at the end of the day, we are humans and stuff, and we have to learn from our mistakes, and we're not like perfect. You feel me?
Hold on, let me just say something. If you're a rapist, you're definitely getting canceled. So don't ever
try. Oh yeah, that's a fact.
Don't try to make that excuse.
That's a fact. At all, we do not condone that shit at all, bro. That sexual like coercion and shit like that. That shit is not.
Can't be out here saying, oh no, it was an accident. No, it was no accident, nigga. You raped her. You're canceled. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that underage shit don't slouch.
Yeah, that shit too, bro. That shit is ridiculous, bro.
That shit will get you punched in your jaw.
Especially with this nigga R. Kelly, bro. Nigga sitting here talking about, oh nah. These niggas is lying on me.
I don't know how to hog tie people.
Nah, that's not funny.
And he talking about he getting beat up in jail. Nigga, that's what you get. You are raping little girls and shit. You deserve that.
Nah,
he deserved that shit, bro.
Nah, yeah, I feel like that's somebody that, you know.
You can't be sitting here doing that shit to little girls and then feeling like you can't get consequences for that. Come on.
Like, where you have to be, bro. You have to be a fucking responsible. That shit is ridiculous. Because things like, we talking about like traumatic experience too, like, you know, with people who might be of in the LGBT community and stuff like that. Like, when it comes to like that stuff, like trauma that hit you from that shit, never feeling the same again. Not saying that was somebody that experienced that or not like that, you feel me? But like, I can only speak from what I like may know and stuff like that because I can't speak from experience. But it's like, I could see how it could be easily like a traumatic experience that literally sticks with you for a lifetime experience, and that shit is not okay to ever want to put somebody in that predicament.
Nah, dead ass.
And to ever take advantage of somebody in that way.
That shit is not fucking cool at all. It's like, if they're nowhere your age, don't fuck with them. It's like, shit like that. And if they're telling you no constantly, don't try to peer pressure your way into that neither.
Nah, dead ass.
That's fucking weird too.
And even if they, like, and it's not always sometimes a simple no. If they saying shit like, nah, yeah, I don't want to do this. Shit like that. Yeah. Or nah, I'm not really feeling it and stuff like that. Or if
they
like,
showing any type of signs is like, they don't want to have no type of intercourse with you, don't force it, bro.
Just stop it. And if you can't stop.
Females as well. Don't force it. And if you can't stop.
Weirdos, buddy.
Please get some help. Because you need it. Because you don't.
Nah, deadass too, though. Because a lot of people do be having those, like, tendencies. But we're not even going to get on into that. You feel me? But a lot of niggas do be having those tendencies and shit. And I swear, niggas will not be my mans if I, like, hear some shit like that or shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because shit like that is very questionable. And y'all niggas be fucking tripping, boy. Respect women. You feel me? Love women.
Yeah.
Women.
Especially black women out here. We gotta love our black women.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's the whole thing about protecting black women. That shit is very essential. And I hate the fact that
they protect the shit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, like they really do. And I hate the fact that when it comes to a discussion about, like, you know, black men and stuff like that, they try to act clueless as if they don't know. You feel me? Like, we know that they don't get treated the same way. From we know that black men go on a day to day basis and say things like, oh, I don't like black girls when they
come from a black woman. I don't understand how niggas can let that shit come out of their mouths. Bro,
like that shit is crazy, ridiculous. To me, bro.
I fucking love black women.
Damn, niggas. Heard you. Big emphasis on that. That's
ladies,
a fact, though.
Chocolate ladies, light skin ladies. If you see me,
get out your boy.
Your boy's here.
Chubbs.
I'm here. Hold you at night. You feel me? Oh, my season coming up too. You, come on.
Nah, word. Chubby nigga season. You feel me? They gonna need a little person to cuddle with. Yo, comment down below. Oh, you already know. If the shit is here, you see his Instagram and definitely the description below.
That's a fact.
Go hit him up. The Twitter. You wanna use Facebook?
Nah.
Nah, we not using Facebook.
Too personal.
Fuck that shit. Niggas don't use Facebook no more.
Nah, but facts, son. Like, that shit is very, very annoying. Because I don't like when people know that they're, like, you know, on the wrong side of an oppressive state. And act like it doesn't exist. That's like the most ignorant shit you could do. Like, at least to consider it and be like, I don't think so. And then maybe try to get knowledge from it. But just to act like it doesn't exist and be like, that's not how things are. Like, that shit is so fucking dumb.
I know that shit exists. And it's fucking
that shit is stressful too.
It's disgraceful, bro.
And it's like, bro, I come from a home full of black women. You feel me? Like, I don't mean to get personal and shit like that. You feel me? Like, I didn't grow up with the pops and shit like that. I grew up with nothing but street sisters and my mom. You feel me?
I grew up with a father.
And like, I had my brother.
Nothing but females.
What the fuck is a father? I don't know what that shit is.
That hurts, honestly.
I don't know what that shit is.
Damn, G.
I'm here. And it's like,
it's okay. I'll be your father. Oh, shit. I'll be your father.
This nigga's trying to take my spot.
How does
spot
Anthony
now?
Nichols sound? You like Anthony Nichols?
Nigga say Anthony Nichols. Nah.
That shit sound fire. Don't play with me, nigga.
What about Anthony Bailey?
Anthony Nichols.
Come on, Anthony Bailey.
AB, nigga. Nah, we getting that right after this. We about to go down to the offices, all right? Anthony Bailey's nickel.
Bro,
but I'm trying to sign you married.
What the fuck?
Nah,
that's so deep.
That could be a
son. You're a
I'm good. I want no part of that, you feel me? I appreciate the offer, though.
Yo, it would be a blessing to marry me. Fuck is you talking about? Yeah, fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, what? But not for me.
I'm a great partner.
Yeah, we're going to pause on that. We're going to pause on that moment right there. You're pausing everything.
We tried not to say that shit.
Like, dead ass.
There he goes.
But that's the one. Last episode, we had about 35. Looking like dead ass.
35.
Yeah.
It was 34?
Bro, shut the fuck up, Sherman.
I don't remember 35.
Nah, we definitely was wilding with that shit, though. But nah, in fact, you feel me? Like I said, I grew up around nothing but sisters. And, like, you know, I had my brother, little Nick, you feel me?
Nigga said Lil Nick.
It's like a plan.
Nick allowed. Niggas know who he be. But yeah, it's like, bro, to sit there and see. And a lot of things, times too, it's like, I feel like, especially black women just stop trying to, like, you know, and they pull back on the reins, like, trying to be so protective over us. That's when they gonna realize. That's when they gonna realize. Like, when that's when niggas gonna realize, like, damn.
Really fucked up something good.
Like, really, for real, though. And that's how it be with a lot of times. Like, you don't realize what you got until it's gone, bro.
Nah, and that shit is fucking ridiculous.
Until it's fucking gone, bro. And I respect all y'all out there that sit there every day to day, that sit there and try to go out there extra measures and protect black men and stuff like that.
That's a fact.
But I want to formally, like, you know, really say that. Honestly, as much as y'all got us, we here at D&D really try our hardest to protect y'all as well. We might not seem like the most vocalized.
Especially me.
it might not seem like, you know, you might not look like we're taking no action, but when it comes to it, like, that's a matter that is very serious to us, and we do honor y'all in a sense. We don't mean to get too sentimental and shit like that, but like, yeah, we really do enjoy the amount of love and respect on a day-to-day basis that we get.
You wouldn't be here without you, literally.
You know how I feel.
Why would you say that?
Nah, I say. But like we were talking about with the whole, you know, black woman situation. It's like, it's crazy. Because then sometimes you even find yourself sitting there having a discussion with other males who may be black or even of other races and stuff like that. You feel me? And it kind of like, when people don't, you know, obviously not everybody's going to agree with you. But it kind of find yourself like kind of being abrasive to that nature when, especially when you in like an area or like, you know, a little group where everybody's saying the same thing and maybe saying, oh, no, that's not true. Or maybe that is true. You find yourself kind of going against the grain. And that is something that's like very hard to do, and you got to like kind of stick to it. Because it's like when you in that type of environment and stuff like that, the best thing to do is just keep going no matter what people telling you may be wrong or right. I mean, not to just keep going blindly and being stubborn, but like if you know that, you know, you're really strong with what you believe in, just keep going through shit. And that's really hard to do sometimes, to just sit there and be abrasive in that type of environment.
Because a lot of shit could really fuck with your mental. It's like, as long as you strong and well-hearted about what you possibly believe in.
Nah, that's a fact,
too. Even if others may think the shit you believe in is wrong, as long as you believe in, that's you. That's all you right there.
Nah, that ass, too. But sometimes you really got to just back up and realize, see, you know, whether you may be in the wrong or the right. Because in that same instance, people that, you know, might be in the wrong, they just keep that benevolent nature. And they're like, okay, let me just, I think it's the wrong word, but yeah. Let me just keep going. And like, if I'm gonna be wrong, I'm gonna be wrong and strong. And I despise that. Like, I despise that a lot. You must be wrong and strong ass nigga, bro, right?
I'm not gonna hold you right now. Like, I'm sitting here fucking trying to think what we was just talking about. I forgot what the fuck we were just talking about, bro. I'm not gonna hold you.
Nigga protecting black women?
No. Like, I know about that part. And you just like started talking about some others. My fucking brain just like, it just blanked out.
Oh, yeah, man. He became Sherman again. This is no longer Anthony.
I had a blank out moment. I'm sorry, but.
Nigga must be still thinking about Mike Tyson and shit.
Like, punching me in dreams.
Like, no funny shit.
Bro.
Nah, but yeah. I mean, have you ever had instances like that where, like, you had to feel like people was telling you, yeah, you definitely have, because I remember you a bunch of times telling me that. Oh, people was telling you to do this shit, bro.
Bro, you talking about people telling me, like, I should do one thing.
Yeah, like, you do like certain for me.
Yeah, like
opposing that.
Especially like when I was trying to go to culinary school, like it wasn't my whole family, but it was like my grandmother. She was like, at first she was like, "Oh, that's a good idea," but then
don't shout at the grandmother.
I love my grandmother, but like she like made it seem like, oh, she's like, "Oh, you're not gonna make no money from that. You shouldn't do that." So then they started telling me to go to trade school. I didn't want to go to trade school. Like they kept telling me and pushing me to do that. And I end up doing it. Like, I listen to other people instead of listening to myself. That's when after that, I was like, yeah, I want to do modeling. And nobody could tell me that I can't do that. Cause
nah,
I'm older now, so you could say, like, give me guidance and stuff, but I'm not going to change my mind. I'm definitely stubborn. Like, I'm not doing that. I want to do modeling. I'm doing that shit.
Nah, facts, though. And if you really got a dream, you believe in that shit, just keep going with it in every idea in life. Because some people it just takes perspective, you feel me? And some people really just don't understand where you're coming from, so they don't understand, like, where you're going. Yeah, especially when it came, like, maybe the podcast shit, other things that I'm trying to do, like, for photography. But honestly, I will say I am proud of the fact that my mom kind of got to the point where she, like, respects me as an individual enough to be, like, I know that no matter what you do, you're not just going to be out here, like, you know, wasting your time and your life. And if you do bullshit, you already understand the circumstances of bullshit, and I don't have to be on your ass about that shit. And I really do respect my mom a lot for that, bro, because, like, she gives me that freedom of failing, and she gives me that freedom of taking the most crazy ideas and making shit happen.
Nah, it's a fact.
Shout out Mom Dukes.
Shout out you, Mom.
That's fucking beautiful, man. I told my aunt and uncle about me doing this podcast. Like, when I very first started buying equipment and everything, it was like, what are you buying all this equipment for? I was like, I'm doing a podcast with my friends. And I was like, they was like confused at first, and they was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. It should be something good. So I was just like, yeah. My aunt supported me doing the modeling. Like, she definitely said, like, I can make it.
That shit is so important, bro.
That gave me, like, a lot of confidence. Like,
that shit, like, I don't think, especially family members, I don't think it, like, I don't think they realize how much sometimes, like, simple things are just saying, oh, yo, I saw this or whatever. Like, it was really good. Like, you don't even have to drive. Like, simple shit like that really makes niggas day.
Oh, yeah. Bro,
like, I didn't even that shit gets you a long fucking way. Just, like, living off of that shit. Having family members, like, it's actually supporting you. Because, like, a lot of family members, like distant family members at that. Especially if, like, if they see you doing some shit.
Yeah, bro.
And they, like, and they congratulate you on that shit. I'm like...
Yeah, that makes you feel good.
Like, I love you too, cuz,
even if I don't know you.
That ass.
Now, my grandmother did, like, I showed her a picture of me. Like, remember when we first did that photo shoot? I showed her that picture. She was like,
the red background for your birthday?
Nah, not that one. The very first one we did, like, no. Like, when we was on that building and we got stuck on top of the rooftop.
Oh, facts.
Yeah, I showed her that one.
That was a fire.
And she was like, that's definitely good. Like it should be on the movie. Like, she said, I should be, like, being a movie or something. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna definitely try and get there.
Say you a movie star. Here, my movie star.
Anthony.
Nah, when I told her about that, she just like, yeah, I got like, she wanted me to be a movie star, and I was like being commercials and shit. I was just like, yeah,
I'm trying to do that.
See, look, like, that's love.
It takes time. Love, like people, bro. Like people will say stuff and they don't believe it at first, but it takes time, like for them to like grow and see, like
that, bro.
See, like,
yes.
Once they see you like actually get into it and doing it. That's when they start like, yeah, you could probably do it.
Snap it to that.
Yeah. Yeah, snap it. Once they start seeing that,
that's fucking.
And they can start being confident in you more than like you. Or you already confident in yourself, but once they like you see the confidence in them,
yeah,
it makes you more like.
And then sometimes that might even push people to be more driven to help you get to your goals than than you are. Like, you feel me?
Having support goes a long way. Like you could definitely do it on your own, but having support will definitely push you far. I can say that.
Shout out grandma. Yeah. Shout out grandma. Yeah. That's fire.
Shout out
you feel
grandma
me?
Fraser, son.
That ass. What's up? That's, I don't even know if that's the last name.
Yeah, her name is Fraser. Her last name is Fable, but.
Fable?
Like, it's funny because they all like.
Fable?
All their last names is Fable and my name is Fraser.
I'm not going to lie to you.
All the last names is Fables.
And I like that last name a lot. Like, I always heard, like, well, I really heard anybody with the last name Fable, but I just like.
Nah, she got a cool last name.
Like a comic book character, like you just some fire ass family. Government. That eyes. I'll bleep that shit.
Yeah, bleep that shit out, bro. Bleep that shit out, bro.
Nigga.
But what? Nigga Wallet.
Nah, I'm saying. But like simple shit like that, like for me, you can always make somebody day about how to help them push their dreams, especially people like if you like come from a smaller place and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, and to speak on top of that, like when we were talking about earlier about people giving us thanks and shit, like seeing people that like you necessarily don't see like supporting you and shit. Damn, that shit,
that's a fact.
Lie, bro.
That shit made me like, damn, bro, like we really could do this shit. Like I really felt mad happy. I was just like, we didn't know what to expect going into it, so we just did it. Like we did it for like to see like how we were gonna do it. We didn't see it to like have anybody's reaction at first, and then when we start seeing reactions, we just like felt more accomplished and start feeling like. We can really
facts. Big 150 views for the first 24 hours. You feel me? That's first video y'all. With no promo. We ain't tell niggas we was doing it. We ain't drop it. You feel me? We just
say shit.
Drop the shit, and y'all niggas show so much fucking love.
We didn't promote nothing. We just posted that picture on Friday.
Thank you.
And then like probably an hour later, we dropped the video.
Thank you for real.
150 like that.
Like that shit was a fucking blessing, honestly.
And like, yeah, bro. And it was like, yo, seeing people that I like maybe have been to high school that I didn't talk to too much and shit like that. Seeing people that I might not even know just share my shit just to show love. That. Like, nigga, all support is greatly fucking appreciated.
Nigga, I don't even know you. You share my shit. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, we're not wanting to know you. What's your name?
What's your name, Shorty?
Give me a trouble, bye.
Nigga, Wally.
But like, for real, like, that shit, especially when it's so genuine, like, it's one thing you try to push people to support you and it's still like, but when you don't do that at all, people will be like, nah, I got you.
It's not like we sitting there.
That shit like a huge pat on your back.
You
like,
for being a friend.
Yeah. That's the way. Golden Girls or some shit?
Shit, I don't know, bro.
That is Golden Girls, right?
There's something to you, a friend and a confidant.
I think it is.
So that yeah, is shout out. Nah, it's like, what the fuck we know about that? Golden Girls was way before Nigga Time, you feel me? Nah. Where you going to write this shit up, though?
Wrap it up, then.
That was a crazy time. Niggas really went to beat the fuck out of Joe
Budden. Niggas said, wrap it up then. Alright.
Wanna close it out?
I'm gonna close it out. Alright, so like I was saying before, we really thank all of y'all for tuning into D&D Podcast, for subscribing, and definitely thank y'all for the support. We wanna say, like, we're really proud of, we're proud of all of y'all too, like, for actually sitting there acknowledging us. Cause y'all didn't have to do none of that.
It's a fact, dude. That really meant a lot.
I meant a lot to a nigga like me, man.
Come on, dog. Wrap it up.
You over here crying, man.
Alright, but like I was saying before, we thank y'all.
In the garbage, man.
We hope y'all had a good time watching this. And if y'all like wanna ask us any questions, just click in it on the comments below, the description below. We'll have some shit right there for us to, like,
that's a fact.
Like, next episode, we'll definitely, like, look at your comments and definitely talk about that.
Yeah, facts. What's the topic to talk about?
Just hit the subscribe button below. Like, just hit. It don't take that long. Just click the subscribe button.
Get down there. Go hit that shit.
And just thank you for tuning in to D&D. We out.
You're D&D out.
Peace.